Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes like a cut me in two and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all and a heart of dead, you can bet your life. Stakes are high and so am I. It's in the air tonight. Tell them it's going to be a rock and roll weekend. Rock and roll weekend. Rock and roll.
Hello, party people. It's the Double Z, and this is a rock and roll weekend. Welcome to season two of the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour, the most awesome experimental radio show on the podcasting world, I guess.
This is true. We were podcasting before there was podcasting.
That's true. We were. We had kind of invented podcasting, but we called it experimental radio because it was cooler than podcast. Podcasting sounds stupid.
Nobody else dare say experimental radio.
That's right, because no one's got the guts to say experimental radio because it's a 18-letter word.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. It doesn't really roll off the tongue, what podcast.
No, it does not. And you know what? What are the origins of the word podcast? Exactly.
I have no idea. I mean, cast kind of makes sense. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah. I mean, what, you're in your pod, I guess, or I don't know. It just sounds stupid.
I wonder if because people used to listen to it on their iPods, but iPods are kind of old, right? But podcasts are kind of new. I don't know.
The fucking first iPod came out, what, like 2000, 1999 or something?
I'm not an anthropologist. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I think that I found one underneath a dinosaur's paw. So they were around a long time ago.
Dinosaurs had paws.
Cool. Of course they did. Of course they did.
They didn't have cloven hooves?
I don't know. Were they swine? I don't know. I saw this thing last night. I was watching PBS. It was like a 7-minute thing. And I was like, what the hell is this? Turns out in 1939, 20,000 people gathered at Carnegie Hall to try to start a Nazi movement in America. I mean, like, literally tried to get one going. And the guy, like, giving the speech at the beginning was like, yes, we need a white supremacist America without people worshiping cloven hooves. I mean, I know that cloven hooves was in there somewhere. I'm not sure it has something to do with, like, right, Jewish people don't eat animals with cloven hooves. Is that the deal?
I couldn't tell you, man. But I know any good speech that's supposed to rally you up or inspire you should involve the phrase cloven hooves.
Right. It just sparks some kind of it's definitely a visual effect of the cloven hoof effect. We should start every podcast. Or wait, we're not calling it. But we need to think of a better word than podcast.
Slothcast.
Slothcast. I like it. I like Slothcast. Thank you. Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour Slothcast.
That does sound kind of good.
It does sound good. Wow, you finally got something right. It only took, 5.5 years? Wait, 313 episodes and fucking Rufus finally fucking gets in on the program.
Yeah, finally. And I'm super tired, man. I mean, I hate to break it to you, but tonight for once, you're going to have to carry the show. I mean, I know usually I do.
All right. I'm going to do my best, Rufus. I will do my
best. On your shoulders. We can always delete this episode if we have to.
All right. I'm gonna do my, you know what? I will hold the mantle, as it were.
This is the cloven mantle.
The cloven mantle. So wait, now I don't know what to say, dude. Too much pressure. Okay, folks. Well, we'll talk to you next week when Rufus is back in A-plus position to take over the show and say a bunch of witty stuff. You know what we need to do? I was thinking about this. I stayed up way too late the other night, and guess what I did? I watched Easy Rider.
I can't imagine.
And I hadn't watched it in a while, and I forgot how fucking awesome it was. And I think that definitely we need to watch Easy Rider on the show and just do a play-by-play. And people can go and watch Easy Rider. I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere, obviously.
Yeah.
I would imagine that everything's on YouTube, isn't it? Everything before 1980 probably is free on YouTube.
That would be something we'd have to put on YouTube because people would want to see that. Red Letter Media does something like that where they sit on a couch and watch a movie and bullshit about it.
It's just like MST 3000, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be hard to make fun of that movie, though.
No, but I think if anybody could do it, it would be us. I mean, obviously, there's people that can be easily made fun of, like the hillbillies that say we ain't going to make the parish line and stuff like that. Hey, I did want to tell you this, too. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, Zigzag at Zigzag8960. But I want to
sure I do.
To Zigzag at Hypersloth.com or whatever the hell we got going for our Twitter handle, because I got 53 likes, dude.
For what?
Likes and three retweets. Three fucking retweets, baby.
You're on the right.
Three fucking retweets, Rufus. Retweets.
For what? What did you tweet to start this tweet storm?
A picture of my micro penis. And it really went over well. It really did. No, I retweeted, you know, that I'm not
120 characters
on the show because I just was so excited that I got 50 likes and three retweets. Boy, that's a tough one. Retweets. And it was yesterday. I don't know if you watched any of the news yesterday. I know you're not a big news guy. But some guy on Trump's cabinet, some billionaire, of course, that's the head of, like, the economic division or whatever.
I saw the headline. I know what you're going to say. The headline about the billionaire who said that, why don't they just get loans?
Right. Jeez, and I said on there, I just said, yeah, they should all get those payday loans so they can pay 40% interest a week, you know what I mean, until they can get back on their feet. And then the very last thing, and I think that's why people liked it, because I said, you know what? He signed a thing saying we're going to pay him anyways. Well, then fucking put him back to work. Why are we paying people and then not letting them work? That doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
It's a fucking shit show. It's all
so
a shit show.
50 likes and three retweets. See, I got it right. Retweets. Pronunciation, Rufus. The tongue.
I gotta say, I've been on Twitter since 2008, and those stats are better than mine for any tweet I've tweeted.
Well, I'll tell you what. Every time you twat, I get out there and I like it. I don't know if you've ever noticed. If you got one like on there, it's always your man, the double Z. Got your back.
I know you like my twats.
I do. Your twat, it's soft, it's silky, and it's a little nicer. It's actually, I don't want to say this, it's a little smoother than your taint.
Well, this is true. It's because I comb the hair.
Maybe we should start a thing called Tainter. It's like Twitter, but it's like all, it can all be like blue and dark, the dark side of tweeting.
Well, we should start a chatter taint, and it's all just people fiddling with their taints on camera.
We should do that. We definitely should do that. But we'd make a fucking mint, that's for sure.
Take no doubt.
Nicely done. Man, you're not even on the show tired more often. You're fucking slaying tonight.
I'm beat down. I don't know why. I just didn't. You know what happened? This is the spiral I went down last night. That's not, well, that's a little over dramatic. But I was tired, and I went to bed kind of late. So I was like, I'm going to take some of this Z-Quil shit.
Oh boy!
And I swear to God, it's maybe I drink way too much. That looks familiar, but I just haven't recovered.
You've been out of it all fucking day.
And I know I slept through the night because usually I get up 30 times to pee, but
right.
I only got up 2 times. So I know I must have slept well.
Right? Maybe you slept too well.
Maybe so.
Maybe you were like so close to death. Do you ever think that? Maybe last night in your sleep you were close to death.
You know what I think? I think that whenever they say somebody died peacefully in their sleep, that it wasn't peaceful at all. They had a moment where they woke up and were like terrified out of their fucking skulls and in the worst pain of their fucking life and then died.
I don't want to tell you. That's exactly what happened to my aunt.
Oh, no.
She died of a heart attack in her sleep. Well, not necessarily sleep. My uncle said that she woke up, she like gasped for air, and then like basically died right after that.
was hoping you'd say I'm crazy and I'm wrong.
No, I didn't want to go that route. You know what? That's why you just take your own life. Because, you know, you go out on your own fucking terms then.
I am the boss.
You are the boss. That's what they called you. You stole the name from, who was that other boss guy? Rick Springfield? Wasn't he the boss?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Springsteen. Sorry, I thought it was Rick Springfield.
No, different guys.
You know, I got a great idea for a...
ladder.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say about that. You know what? I told my wife yesterday when they were talking about building the wall that I was going to buy a fleet of used fire trucks, right? And I was going to deport them, would be the right word, to Mexico. And I was just going to, like, rent them out so people could – we just drive up to the wall and we just fucking put the ladder up and people could just fucking jump right over. Or, you know, we might sell a piece of rope or something as well so you could scale your way down.
Yeah, that was my next question. It's like, do they just fall to their death on the other side?
Well, as long as you get paid in advance, I don't think it really matters. But, you know, my daughter said the same thing, and I said, all right, we'll just sell a piece of rope, too. So they'll be able to get down just fine.
The Freedom Ladder and Freedom Rope.
Right, the Freedom Ladder. My wife dubbed it the Freedom Ladder. And I like it. It's sort of like Freedom Fries, but Freedom Ladder. I said Ladder of Freedom. She said, come on, Freedom Ladder.
I got to decide with your wife on that one. Freedom Ladder.
Most people do.
Working size.
Freedom Ladders Matter.
Ooh.
Yeah, T-shirt coming.
Home Depot should adopt that.
Well, I said, you know what? If they would have built the wall, I think I would have went long on the ladder stocks. Because, I mean, no matter how high you build the wall, all you have to do is build a ladder that is like 1 or 2 feet shorter, even. It doesn't even have to be taller than the wall.
Have you seen pictures of them building the Hindenburg blimp?
No, why do they have like these fucking ungodly tall ladders?
They do. There's no... It's this gigantic fucking warehouse that is, it's the biggest warehouse you've ever seen. It's like the inside of the Death Star.
It would have
Here's the Hindenburg. There's no scaffolding or anything. There's literally like these wagons with wheels and these ladders on them that go up like 50 fucking feet. And there's people up there. Well, it was big, but it was also like hoisted up so they could work under it. So it was huge. And these pictures of these people on these ladders, it's fucking insane. And I mean, everybody died in the end anyway. So
right.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, did more
doesn't
people
matter.
Die on the Hindenburg or did more people die building the Hindenburg?
I just don't like the idea of a ladder connected to something with wagon wheels because yeah. That seems a little unstable.
I think the first thing they tell you about a ladder, have you ever seen these guys that put these ladders in the fucking, like the backs of trucks and shit?
Yes.
Never put your ladder in the back of a truck. And unfortunately, I have done it. And it worked out okay for me, but I could have been a statistic, no doubt.
That is how you got the micropenis.
It is.
Ladder and landed on your pee-pee.
Actually, I had a special surgery to remove my larger organ because, you know, a micropenis is just so much more manageable.
It is. It's convenient.
It's less intimidating. You know what I mean? I know where I stand with chicks. I'm like, hey, got a micropenis. They're like, meh, will you give me money? I'm like, sure. Got plenty of money. Just have a micropenis.
Man, that's a t-shirt.
Yeah, it works. Let me put it that way. It works. Women are into micropenises because there's no pain. There's no pleasure, but there's no pain.
Yeah, but there's no pain. That's a good trade-off.
You think about it. If you went to the dentist, yeah, okay. It's not pleasurable, but if you knew there was not going to be any pain, you're fucking in. You're in at the dentist.
Absolutely. Especially if he was also giving me wads of cash.
There you go. If a dentist would take you out to dinner first, guarantee you no pain, and then pay you $100 afterwards, I'd go to the dentist probably twice a week.
Right.
So what I wanted to do was call Applebee's and ask them about their all-you-can-eat special.
To go.
Yes, to go. Well, I was going to ask if we could just eat it in the parking lot and just text them when they wanted to bring us out some more.
That's a great idea. Oh, man. Pizza places have buffets. What if they had pizza buffet with delivery so guys are just constantly going back and forth?
That's why they're paving new roads with Papa John's.
Oh, very good.
Papa John's has to fucking pave a road, first of all.
Yeah, Yeah, it's that. But you got to keep your driver safe and your pizza secure.
That's true. You got to keep your pizza. You don't want to have to make good on those pizza warranties or whatever the fuck they've got going there. Isn't it some kind of warranty on your pizza?
I don't know. I've never had a good Papa John's pizza. So
as far as
I know, there's not a warranty.
My wife likes Papa John's. That's probably my least favorite fucking pizza, to be honest with you, is Papa John's. Sorry, Papa John. You should have never said the word Negro on that call because you turned me off. First, your pizza sucked, and then you insulted black people. That's not good for business.
If the pizza was good, I could forgive the word Negro. But every pizza I've ever gotten from Papa John's always tastes exactly the same. No matter what I get on it, it tastes exactly the same. And it's basically, whenever I was a kid, my uncle, my cool stoner uncle that you're aware of.
Yep. Uncle Bill, like to call him.
That's right. He had a job working for Domino's as a delivery driver, which as a kid, I thought that was cool as fuck because he was in Austin delivering pizzas.
Probably why you became a delivery driver later in your life.
Could be. But I was in a small town and never had Domino's. And I was like, how's the Domino's pizza? And he said, you ever had cardboard with ketchup on it? And I said, no. He said, it's shit.
It's not as good as that.
No, that's how I feel about Papa John's. It's just not, it's got nothing to it as far as I can tell.
The weird part about the only thing that it gives a Papa John's any flavor is the pepper that they put in the box. The single lone, sad little fucking dried up pepper.
That's
that I
every time said.
Like, hey, it's got some flavor.
I love that pepper.
That's their shtick.
We should call up an order of pepper only.
Right,
yeah, I need a pepper delivered with a pizza.
Probably
on the side.
For the right price.
Well, I'm sure
you know
would.
What? The thing about Papa John's pizza to me is it's like, okay, you can order, I don't even know what their pizza, I'm going to say they got a 16-inch pizza, right? But only like 8 inches of it has cheese on it. The rest of it's like this fucking misshapen dough ring, you know what I mean, around the outside. And it's like you get 3 bites of fucking cheese and sauce, and then the rest is just some giant fucking like piece of dough or crust.
All right, let's get into this. What is your favorite like chain pizza?
Chain pizza.
Yeah.
You know what? You're not going to like my answer here, but I'm
national, not regional.
I'm going national. Little Caesars.
I kind of have to agree with you. I do like that. I do like Little Caesars quite a bit.
Yeah, it's way better than the rest of them, honestly. And you know what? The Little Caesars portal, I haven't tried it yet. Have you tried the pizza portal? The best fucking idea ever, if you ask me.
What is this? A pizza portal. Tell me about it. Please.
You download the Little Caesars app. Okay. It's just something that we probably thought of in a previous show, and I just don't remember it. You download the app.
Yes.
Right? You order your pizza from the app. Inside the store, they have like a row of like warming things, right?
Yeah.
And you walk in, and you put your code in. They send you a code when you order your pizza. First of all, they tell you 5 minutes before your pizza's ready.
Wow.
So then you can go in, and then you put the code in, and it pops open only the door to your pizzas. Right, or whatever you ordered, and you just grab it and go. You don't have to fucking talk to anyone. You don't have to interact with anyone. Yeah, it's brilliant. I haven't tried it, but I'm going to fucking try it.
I love Little Caesars, and my favorite fast food chain, non-regional, my favorite chain of all is Mr. Gaddy's, but that's only like Texas and South, but was Pizza Hut. But our Pizza Hut here sucks so fucking bad. I don't know if it's endemic of like the Pizza Hut industry. But no. We went to Pizza Hut for the first time in a while, probably last year. And it was so fucking, it was like Papa John's, but worse.
The pizza was?
Yeah, it was bland. So maybe it's just our local franchise.
They use all the same fucking ingredients as they use everywhere else, don't they? Except unless you got some cheap-ass franchisee who's buying super fucking cheap shit at, like, the local HEB and making his own fucking pizzas instead of buying the shit from the franchise?
Well, I don't know. I checked later. Even in our small town, it's got terrible, like, Yelp reviews.
Really?
Yeah. But we've had Little Caesars a lot because we got a kid and it's fast and easy. And I've always been quite pleased.
Well, you had asked me what I thought about Little Caesars, I think, before you even had a Little Caesars. And I said, go for it. And you know what is really good at Little Caesars? And they're running it right now? The Thin and Crispy. Have you had that?
No, but I'm a Thin and Crispy guy. I like Thin and Crispy.
Get the Thin and Crispy. Get 2 Thin and Crispies. because Rufus, you're going to eat the whole first thin and crispy yourself.
Ooh,
that's how good
I like
it. Crispy is. God, yeah, but I'm looking for a goddamn thin and crispy right now. Either that or this fucking joint I'm hitting here.
I can't imagine that has any influence.
I'm going to hit this pen. Dude, you need to break out the pen. You got the pen there with you?
I can't do it. I'm too tired already. But yeah, I do have it. It's right here where I keep it. You know what the crazy thing is, dude?
Let's see how much juice you got left in that pen.
That's what's nuts. I was going to say this right now. Is I've been hitting this thing every fucking night. And honestly, I didn't start doing it every night immediately. But now it's, you know, I've developed that new
taste for it. You have a taste for it, we call that.
Yeah, but look, it looks like, I mean, to me, it looks like there's, everything is still there.
Oh, yeah. It looks like you got a little bit left there. We'll have to get you a couple more. But, yeah, I bet you got a couple weeks left in that bad boy. You know what? I'll be honest with you, Rufus. I've never finished one. I've never finished a whole pen. I don't usually smoke the pen, but it's been kind of convenient lately because usually I smoke the flower. I prefer the weed flower.
Sure.
But the pen is nice in a pinch, so to speak.
I like it. It's quick and easy because right. I just go in, boop, done, and I'll do that like 3 or 4 times a night, and it's really great. But I've been surprised. It seems to me like that liquid has not changed at all since, what, November?
What sucks is, like, one day you'll go to hit it, and the cupboard will be bare, and you'd be like, uh-oh, better get some whiskey and be quick.
I'll take it out on my family.
You should just fucking get into the NyQuil. You should just start a nice little fucking ZQuil addiction.
I'll put the ZQuil in that and smoke it.
There you go. You know what? Someone probably has.
I'm sure they have, yeah.
I wonder what it'll do. It's probably just rot your brain or something. That shit does fucking stick with you, though. You know what else will stick with you? A fucking Alka-Seltzer cold medicine will make
Never
you fit for a whole fucking day, for sure.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you ever had one of these cold medicines or allergy pills that say non-drowsy, and then you take it, and they're clearly fucking drowsy?
You know what? It's funny you say that, because I took one, and it said non-drowsy, and I fucking felt like I was on speed.
Really?
I know what it's like to feel on speed, but I was, like, all shaky, and it fucking sucked.
Dude, I'd rather be drowsy.
Yeah, you would, definitely, definitely. I'm not a big energy guy unless I want to, like, be running or something, but, yeah, I did not feel good for, like, well, of course, I took the 24-hour version, so I was up for a day and a half, basically, all Zyrtec'd out.
Zyrtec, yeah.
Actually, that was Claritin. That was clear. Zyrtec doesn't do anything to me. I don't even know if it works. I don't even know if I have allergies, to be honest with you.
You know, that, Claritin, I don't remember the last time I took it, but I do remember that I haven't had it in a while because it did not do good things to me. I don't like Claritin.
Yeah, you know what? My wife doesn't like Claritin. We should start an anti-Claritin group.
We should protest. We should boycott them.
We should do, instead of Claritin Clear, we'll do a Stay Clear of Claritin.
Whoa, that's clever.
That is clever, damn it. Well, I'm trying to carry the show. How am I doing so far? Folks, call us up. Let me know how I'm doing carrying the show. 646-668-8826. It's the Double D. We're here until whenever Rufus decides to puss out.
Hey, I never decide to puss out. My bladder does.
Well, you know what? We're going to get you a nice little diaper. Or one of those, you can insert one of those tubes into your penis so you can pee into a bag.
I would never put a tube in my penis. You know what makes me more uncomfortable than anything in the world right now? And I feel bad saying this, but it's when I'm enjoying a perfectly good TV show and then a catheter commercial comes on.
You don't like the idea of a catheter?
Catheter in, no. I don't need catheters. I don't need to think about catheters. When I'm watching, I don't know, Pawn Wars or Shop Battles or what the fuck ever, I don't need to see a commercial about catheters and then suddenly have to squirm.
Now, how come, I guess you'd have to have, and I'd say, how come they can't make like a thing that just goes over your penis that catches your pee, but I guess that's called a diaper.
I think it's because the muscles don't work or something, so it just has to constantly drip out slowly.
Yeah, I thought maybe, I guess if you have a micro penis like me, a thing probably just wouldn't stay on there.
Yeah, you just put a thimble over that thing.
Yeah, that's true. Mine's actually practically a belly button, really, when you get down to it. So it's not really a penis at all. My pubic hair is longer than my penis.
My goodness.
Check out farther. It's not true, folks. I'm hung like a fucking bull moose. Checking me out on Chatterbait. What were you calling it? What?
Chattertaint.
Chattertaint, yes. Check me out on Chattertaint. Got the best taint in the business. And I'm willing to sell some advertising on my taint to all listening.
I would tattoo a brand name on my taint for the right price. Absolutely.
What would it be? Would it be a Little Caesars? You should have a Little Caesars guy, and it could just say taint, taint.
If they pay me, dude, I'd tattoo MAGA on my taint. If
oh my god,
enough, I'd do it.
I had to tattoo MAGA because my taint is so large.
Oh, that's where all your penis stem cells went.
It is. That's true. I have that. I have a very pronounced ridge in my taint.
Good Lord, this is disturbing.
It is disturbing, but you know what? Tonight's the fucking flagship show of the second season. We're just going to go there. This is experimental radio, folks. Welcome to it. This is what you do when you're experimenting with radio.
This is what we call a slothcast.
I'm smoking marijuana. Rufus is fucking drunk and high on some old fucking yesterday's Z-Quil. You should try shooting up Z-Quil.
Really? I should?
Yeah, why not?
I'm getting a shot.
Could it do anything more to you? I guess, does it make a difference? Because it gets into your bloodstream anyways, right?
It would probably just make me go to sleep faster.
I'm sure
this
junkie out there has shot up some fucking, you know what? Let's do this. I'm sure there's a whole Reddit thread about shooting up Z-Quil. Let's take a look. Right, live on the show, folks. This is why it's experimental radio. You can't see this, but I can.
Of course, granted, I do take the Z-Quil after about 58 beers and 38 hits off the pen.
That's what they suggest.
Yeah, that's recommend. My doctor told me to do that.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. Shoot up NyQuil came up. Apparently, people are just shooting up NyQuil. They're not shooting up Z-Quil.
Fucking losers.
The Devil's Brew. There's a name for it.
The Devil's Brew, really?
Oh, no. This is just some guy talking about he's not shooting it. He's just taking. Wait a minute. I've had a cold for a couple of weeks and put it down to a really unpleasant dry cough. The cough has been bad enough that I haven't slept much in a couple of nights. Last night I went out for some dinner and drinks. On the way home, picked up a bottle of NyQuil. Took the recommended dose, fell asleep, woke up at 3 this afternoon. I'm still groggy. What the hell is that stuff? I've been given morphine before and I didn't even sleep that much. There you go. There's your answer. No wonder you're all groggy. I've got to assume it's mostly alcohol, first of all, isn't it?
I have no idea. It says the active ingredient is dimethyl something.
Solazone or some shit, right?
Now, the crazy thing is normally we get the pill form. So it's right. Dosed, take a pill, you're good in the morning. But for some reason, the wife bought the bottle. I don't know how much to fucking take, so I just drank a shitload. You know, I went to sleep.
You're lucky you woke up.
Yeah, no, am I?
I don't know. I ask myself that every morning.
Am I zigzagging? Am I lucky?
If you could have been peacefully in your sleep, would you have just decided to go?
Man.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I had like a test at the hospital, right? Like about 2 years ago. And it was what they call a tilt table test. Have you ever had that? I know you've had some issues with your heart.
Tilt table? No, I've done the whole nuclear stress test thing, right. But not this.
The tilt table is like what they give you usually before they do all that stuff because it's kind of a pretty fucking simple test. They put you on a table, right? And this is so fucking strange. They put you on a table, you're upright and you're strapped to the table, right? And you got all the electrodes and all that shit hooked up to you. And, you know, a blood pressure monitor, all that stuff. And then they tilt the table back like 4.5-5 degrees.
Sure.
And then they watch you for a half an hour, right?
For half an hour?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to stand on there. Well, you're strapped in, so you're just kind of resting there for a half an hour.
Can you listen to music or read a book or something?
No, dude. And if you ever want to have a fucking anxiety attack, which I think I had during this thing because I was all strapped in and they're just staring at a fucking blank wall. Literally, I was staring at a fucking clock, right?
Well, surely that's got to make your heart do some crazy shit.
Yeah, I feel myself like having trouble breathing, so I'm trying to fucking catch my breath. I know I fucking hyperventilated, but I passed out, right? I passed out. So I passed out, and dude, everything went black, right? Everything started to go, and I told the lady, I'm like, I think I'm passing out, right?
Awesome.
And I passed out, and everything got black, and the Doors were playing, right?
Oh, shit.
Dude, I'm being dead serious. The Doors
in the, wait. In the hospital, the Doors were actually playing?
No, inside my head.
Okay, awesome.
So everything's black, and I come to, right? And I don't even really remember what happened, but the nurses are standing over me because they put you down after that, right? They put the tilt table down.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, my God. So I kind of wake up, and I have no idea how long it's been. I thought they had resuscitated me. Or some
shit.
Like that, right? I'm like, oh my God. So I wake up and I'm like, oh my God. I thought I was going to be like in a hospital bed, right? And had open heart fucking surgery or something like that. I mean, that's about as much as I remembered as passing out.
Damn.
And so I wake up and I'm like, oh my God. Right. And the lady's like, okay, test is over. And I'm like, oh, I thought they were going to admit me to the hospital, right? I had driven myself to the hospital. So they put me all up. I get my shirt and stuff back on, and I'm like, okay, so now what? Well, he's like, well, you go home. And I said, so do I call my wife to come get me up? She's like, no, you feel okay? I'm like, I guess. She's like, you can drive yourself home. And I'm like, but I just fucking passed out. And she's like, 75% of people fucking pass out during that fucking test. Right? It's just kind of how far along you get before you fucking pass out. And I was like, holy shit. But so my heart, apparently they told me it stopped for 4 seconds. Right?
What? Yeah. Your heart stopped for 4 seconds.
That's what they told me. My heart stopped for 4 seconds.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I was like, so I guess maybe I had died for those 4 seconds, right? Technically. And that's when the Doors were playing. So I was like, maybe it is kind of peaceful when you fucking go out like that.
Oh, what? What? Your heart stopped for 4 seconds. What'd they say about that? Were they just like, yeah, 4 seconds?
Come in.
75% of people.
They made me come in for an appointment with another doctor, right? And I had the appointment, and he's like, your heart stopped for 4 seconds? I was like, yeah. You know, and he's looking at the chart and all that stuff. He's like, so how did you feel? I said, well, I kind of had some anxiety. I said, I was just freaked out by the whole thing, kind of. And he's like, okay, because he's looking at, you know, he's like reading the tail of the tape or whatever.
Sure.
He's like, yeah, I had what they call basovagal syncope or syncope. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. I use that word every day.
Basically, I just passed out. I just fucking passed out. It's not even that unusual. He's like, you just passed out. That's just kind of what happened. Because he's like, your heart looks fine. Everything looks fine. You just passed out. I'm like, okay. But my heart stopped for 4 seconds.
Yeah, that's a big butt. I mean,
hasn't stopped since, I guess. Not that I'm aware of.
Knock on wood.
I don't know. Knock on wood, really, Rufus? Knock on wood, really? No. But I mean, it feels like it's in a regular rhythm, usually, if I jump start it in the morning with a couple of shots of whiskey and some cocaine. I call that the Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You should. He patented that.
Did he put cocaine in his coffee and his whiskey?
Yeah, that's why his teeth were fucked.
How much? I mean, that guy did a lot of living. He died at how old? 35? He was 35 years old when he died?
I think he was 33.
Was he? I feel bad for still being alive when Stevie Ray is dead. Is that sad?
Yes, it is sad.
First of all, the way that he went out is kind of fucking a cheat. You know what I mean? A guy who takes cocaine in his whiskey in his coffee should not die in a helicopter crash.
No.
He should go out some other way, wouldn't you think?
He should relapse and die that way.
That's right. He should have died of an overdose like a real junkie.
Or on a tilt table.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he only would have died for 4 seconds then.
Well, that's true. But he could have written a cool blues song about it.
I think to technically be dead, you have to like have no heartbeat for like 2 minutes.
Well, you have to lose all oxygen in your brain, I think.
Okay.
So 4 seconds is probably not enough for that to happen. But you lost 4 seconds. I mean, whatever, the oxygen is going up, like, the back into your brain. This part's 4 seconds of it are dead now.
Excuse me?
The oxygen your heart is pumping to your brain. Four seconds of what it would take to feed your brain that much oxygen is dead now.
Probably better off. Probably better off for it.
Yeah, hopefully it was bad memories.
I think I lost most of my sense of humor in that 4 seconds.
Yeah, you might have.
This show could have been gold. Wait, we need to go back and listen to what happened, to how the show was before I had that done and see how much better it was. If I recall correctly, about the time that happened to me, you had to start carrying the show. I think I carried it for the first 181 episodes.
Yeah, and then I took over from there pretty much unwillingly. I didn't want to. I kind of liked just riding along.
Let's tell the people a little history of the show, since this is the beginning. Let's tell them the origins of the show. 2013, the two guys that invented the greatest power duo in the world, Zigzag Me and Rufus Him over there.
Me, yeah.
We're talking, and Rufus told me he was going to do a podcast, and I decided to horn in on it and take half of it over. That's how you got here, folks. That's how we got here to episode 313.
You didn't horn in on it. I had an idea because I lived in Kyle, Texas, and I worked in Austin, which is with traffic, like an hour drive. This is before podcasts existed. Like I said, we made for podcasts. But
we did.
With a recorder, and I was like, I'm sitting in traffic. I'm just going to record some stupid shit that I say. And then I found Blog Talk Radio, and I was like, I'll record some stupid shit I say here. And then I was like, my stupid shit is just stupid by itself, but Hypersloth is awesome. And so then I said, dude, would you please do this with me? And you were like, no, fuck you. I'm never going to talk to you again after what you did to me. And I was like, dude.
That's what I should have said. But my dad got the best of me. I'm like, fame? Fortune?
And I promise you fame and fortune, and I have delivered.
You have delivered. I will give you that. You've definitely
got fame
delivered.
And fortune.
I do. So much so that I'm oozing fame and fortune out of my taint hole.
This is true.
Are you standing up for tonight's show?
I've stood up for every show for a while.
Have you really?
I have a standing desk.
I know that, but I thought this whole time that you were always sitting down, but today I can tell that you were standing up.
No, most shows. I mean, for the history of our 5-year season one, I was sitting down. So I've only been standing up for maybe the past 6 months.
How does it feel? Do you feel better when standing up for the show? I mean, if I would have remembered to buy oysters tonight, would you be standing up and eating oysters during the show, or would you have to sit down for the oyster eating?
No, I'd be standing up. Eating these oysters that I did buy for the show.
I'm going to get some damn oysters. I promise you that. It's so funny, though, because I find myself in the grocery store every day. I just am never in the oyster aisle. To jog my memory.
Why would you be?
I don't know where. I guess I have to assume that the oysters are by the tuna and the canned other fishes.
Yeah. It's in that camp. The sardines and the herring and all that weird shit.
You want to know the most disgusting thing that I've eaten in a long time? Pickled herring. Have you ever creamed herring? I think it was creamed.
Creamed? No, I've had herring in the tin. I like it.
My buddy loves that fucking creamed herring. Oh, my God, dude. It was the fucking grossest stuff. He's like, you got to try it. I'm like, okay. And I tried it, and I swear to God, I fucking dry heaved for like fucking an hour. Just could not get the taste out of this shit. Out of my mouth. I drank fucking Fireball whiskey. I drank fucking beer. I could not get the taste of this fucking creamed herring out of my fucking mouth. It was the most disgusting thing ever.
What the fuck is creamed? I've never heard of creamed herring.
It's called creamed herring. Hold on. I'm going to have to look it up.
Is it like a paste? Did he put it on a cracker?
It was like pieces of fish in like a fucking cream sauce that you buy in a jar.
That sounds fucking disgusting. I like the tin.
I could even fucking like it. Herring and cream sauce. Yep, here it is. 32 ounces you could buy this shit in. Can you imagine? Ugh.
I've got to see this. Hang on a sec.
Dude, it was the nastiest fucking stuff ever. And I'm sorry to people who are listening who like cream herring, but
awesome.
You need a fucking heads check.
Oh, my God. I can see it. There's a jar. What the fuck?
I don't even know how you invent creamed herring.
Wild herring in real sour cream.
Is that, I guess it was in, I was going to say, was it in mayonnaise? I wasn't even sure what the fuck it was in, honestly.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. It should be outlawed. How bored are you that you decide to put herring inside of sour cream and eat it?
That's some stoner shit right there. You're high as fuck, and that's all you got in the cupboard.
I would have to be so fucking high. We were high, and I did not enjoy it. But my buddy, man, he fucking loved this. He ate, like, the whole fucking thing.
That's
wild. Damn, dude. He's like, what's wrong? I'm like,
what's wrong? Like, are you choking? No, it's just terrible.
I'm not a big fish guy, right? Like, I don't mind fish if it's, like, cod. Because it doesn't taste like fish.
Yes, mild
but
fish.
Don't
like
fishy tasting fish. And you know what?
No,
I have this memory. This is why I don't eat tuna. I have this memory, and I want you to try this. I want anybody listening to try this and tell me if this. Maybe I'm crazy, but I ate a tuna sandwich. Right? I was eating a tuna sandwich, and I drank water with it. And I swear to God, it tasted like fucking raw fish smells. It was like I had put the water back with the fish, and it fucking was the nastiest fucking taste I've ever had in my mouth. I haven't eaten tuna since that day in, like, 1974.
I eat tuna. I like tuna, but I know exactly what you're saying, because every time I open a can of tuna, tuna is the fishiest-smelling fish that ever fished a fish. I mean, it is some fishy-smelling shit. And the only way I can eat it is to mix it with, like, mayonnaise and diced up pickles and shit.
You know what? That's a lie. You know when I used to eat tuna? This is how high we used to be at fucking Delaware Subs working. Remember we had that thing where we would take a cracker from the soup, the hotel quality soup. I would take a cracker, put a slice of pickle on it, the mustard, and some tuna on the fucking top and eat it like that all fucking day long. High as fuck. and giving great service to everyone that fucking stepped through the doors of that fucking place.
Absolutely.
Even the assholes, unfortunately. They did not deserve good service.
They probably still talk about you.
Yeah.
The guys, the car dealerships on the Motor Mile.
They probably talk about how the guy with the 7 IQ got me fired for drinking beer with you on your last day to ever fucking work there.
I was like, God, what a fucking freak show.
Dude, we fucking, I can't imagine how downhill that fucking place must have went after that. Lost the fucking coolest people that, like, did the best job to ever probably work for that fucking guy.
That's still there.
And
a different
I'm not
name.
Fucking knocking my own, tuning my own horn, but I guarantee you that we were a cut above the people that they were paying $5.85 to fucking work there.
Dude, we were like idiot savants, except that we were not idiots. We're just savants.
Right.
I mean, we're like Michelangelo working in a fucking finger paint factory.
You would have
you
been
know?
Lucky to go to a bar and get the kind of fucking banter that we were serving up at Delaware Subs in 19.
This is true. This is absolutely true.
So I still have my paycheck stub so I can remember what it's like to be humiliated for fucking 10 cents an hour.
Oh, man. I remember getting a 5-cent raise.
Nothing like an insult that says you're going to make an extra 50 cents a fucking week. I mean,
what
does an hour come up to? $2 a week. Okay.
Even in the 90s, that's nothing.
Yeah. I mean, and then you got to take taxes out. So there goes another nickel. Yeah. That guy was, I remember when he used to come at it. What was his name? Aaron. Aaron Turner.
Yeah. Aaron Turner.
That's almost making me dry heave just saying his fucking name. But, yeah, he would be so proud. I really wrestled with you guys and got you a fucking 10-cent raise or a nickel raise. And all I can think back now is that Dave was probably like, give him a quarter raise or something. And Aaron's like, no, we will give them 10 cents. Don't you think?
Probably totally right.
Like you even, I'll tell you what, when we worked there, there was no manager. After dipshit fucking slept through his 10th fucking alarm clock, right? Or his alarm clock was broken. I don't even remember there ever being another manager after that.
No.
Was there?
No, it was a free-for-all.
It was a free-for-all. But it ran to the fucking top.
That's what I was going to say. It was a well-oiled fucking machine of lunatics who were just good at what they do.
Right. I mean, it really was. I don't want to say this, but obviously we were the fucking backbone because I was carrying a lot of dead weight at the fucking end, right? You had Deanna. She was dead weight. There was a couple of fucking screwballs. One guy that had just gotten all his teeth knocked out and was shooting heroin in there. He only worked one night, and I caught him trying to steal out of the fucking register. Did I ever tell you that story? I'm over there where the cooler is, right? Where the cooler is, where all the meat and shit went. And you know, you could just like look down and see the register because it's the other end of the countertop there.
Yeah.
And the guy thinks I'm not paying attention, but I'm looking between where the door opens in the cooler.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you could see through the door. So I'm looking and I'm watching the guy, and he's fucking in the register trying to get money out. Right. And I fucking close the door. I'm like, dude, not with me. You're not doing that shit with me. And he's like, huh? I said, dude, I just taking money out of the fucking register, not on my fucking shift. You're not doing that. And he put the money back and then he left and never came back. He never worked again. Thank God.
See, that's the unseen heroism that you and I were never.
Daily, dude.
That's the shit that gets you into heaven but doesn't get you a raise.
You're right. And then it gets you fired in the long run. Oh, how about Dave Tucci showing up? How many times did I work a fucking Sunday by myself? Because other fucking idiots he hired couldn't show up on a fucking Sunday. And he'd come in and at the end of the shift and be like, oh my God, you did $900 on a fucking Sunday by yourself? I'm like, yeah. Drank a case of beer doing it, you dumb shit. I was always, I can't say how many times he drove up and I fucking would have a beer sitting over there behind the slicer that I'd have.
Oh, yeah.
Dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Right before he fucking got in there.
Right by the bleach bucket thing.
Yep. I used to pull the trash can close just in case I needed to dump something in there quickly.
Shit, you're next level.
I was next level. One hit's under the fucking vent hood. Well, we did that together, though.
Yeah, yeah. Or go in the bathroom with turn on the vent in the bathroom.
That's right.
I did that once. I mean, I was new to weed whenever you introduced me to weed, you fucking derelict.
I'm glad I changed my life for the better.
If you gave me a thing to go take a hit of. And I went into I was cleaning the bathrooms, and I went to the women's bathroom and turned on the vent, and I stood on the toilet and puffed it up. And then I came out, and you're waiting on two police officers.
No, I remember that. There was two cops
fucking,
there.
My mind just went in a spiral.
I remember the cop was telling me that they had just come from a suicide, right, where the body had been fucking sitting for like a week. And he's like, and we went to pick him up.
So now they want something to eat.
Yeah, he went to pick him up, and his fucking hands basically fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what the cop was telling me. I'll never fucking forget that day, honestly.
Jesus Christ.
Right? You know he's over by St. Edward's.
That's a Milky Way.
It is a Milky Way.
I know it.
Ever since the tooth debacle, I can't eat a Snickers. I had to go to the Milky Ways.
Really? The peanuts? They hurt that much.
I'm afraid it will do some serious fucking damage.
How was the tooth situation? You still have it?
Still there. It's hanging tough. It's angry. It's an angry tooth, I think.
Is it a tooth still or just kind of a thing?
It's like a half of a tooth with a giant, like, hole in it.
Damn.
No, it's not. It's just kind of like a chipped tooth. And you know what? It has been hurting less lately. But I think I've developed a system of chewing in my mouth where I can keep food away from that tooth.
I was going to say you've developed a system of ignoring pain.
Maybe I have. You know, I was telling my wife earlier, I said, I'm going to have to go to the dentist. I'm just going to have to buy a bullet and go to the fucking dentist.
And she didn't believe you for a second. You're not going
to
go.
Not really. I mean, she said, I know it'll get really bad because you'll have to go to the dentist. I'll know it's bad then. Because if you look at me, I don't look like I have a bunch of rotten teeth.
And
I don't have a bunch of rotten teeth. I have one tooth that, you know, when it got, I noticed this tooth had a problem. And this is the fucking truth, and you're not going to believe it.
Okay,
went
sure.
To work at Delaware Subs.
Good God, this tooth already, still.
Yeah. I noticed it. It felt like it had a nick in it or something, right?
Okay.
And I went home and looked at it. It had like a little, just like a little white spot on it. Didn't look like a cavity or anything.
Sure.
And then there was a little brown spot on it. I thought it was just some pepper from Prosciutto that I had been eating. No, I made that part up, but that would have been pretty funny. Wasn't it called Prosciutto? Was that the peppered ham?
It was we had capicola and prosciutto.
Right. And prosciutto is like a ripoff of prosciutto. It's just ham with black pepper on it instead of red pepper, like capicola.
Yeah, it's dollar store Italian meat.
Right. You can't even buy it. Go
no.
Look at it. I looked for it when I owned that restaurant. I couldn't even fucking find it.
Yeah. You can only get it on the dark web.
Yeah, right. It's actually whole arms from Russian school children pickled and served up with some black pepper on the outside.
It's quite tender. And Russian, tastes like vodka.
When's the last time you had some vodka?
Shit, long time. I can't remember the last time I had vodka.
I remember in your old studio you had that big old handle of vodka behind you.
Really? I probably didn't drink it. I think my wife bought it. Thinking she was going to kick the beer, and then said she just
right.
Drank vodka and beer.
There you go. I tried that, too. I'll tell you what never to drink. I tried the 100-proof vodka for like a week. You got to have a serious fucking drinking problem to handle that shit.
100-proof vodka? Isn't that just gas?
Sure tasted like it. It was like a big step. I didn't realize that those 20 extra, like, proofs. I mean, that's 10% more alcohol, right? Isn't that how it works?
I guess. I don't know.
100 proof is 50% alcohol.
Oh, is that how it works? I don't know.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, vodka's fine. But then I got into the 100 proof vodka and I was getting a little sloppy, I think.
Ooh.
In a good way, though. Even more hilarity ensued.
I'm sure.
Loved it. The cops totally loved it.
You wake up with your knuckles bruised and your wife crying. You'd be like, what happened?
Usually it was me crying and her knuckles were bruised.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I stopped vodka. I'm like, ooh, vodka's not for me. She's kicking my ass. I can't even
you can't pose a good defense when you're that
right,
vodka.
Yeah, not on that 100 proof stuff. Holy cow.
It's the micro penis. That's the problem.
When I drank vodka, let me tell you how I drank it. I only liked vodka rocks dirty. You know what that means, Rufus?
Sounds like a scatological thing.
Vodka rocks dirty is vodka on ice with olive juice. And I liked three fucking olives in there, too. Three big olives.
Olive juice? Can you just get olive juice?
No, you have to. Unfortunately, you have to. Yeah, you know what? You can, actually. You can if you go to the right liquor store. But I like the olives too, so I would buy the olives and eat the olives and put the juice in there. But you know what you did? I did remember buying a couple times, I did buy just the olive juice.
You know, I'm a sucker for olives, man. I love me some olives.
Me too.
And I could guzzle some olive juice.
Tell you what, mixing that, I'm telling you, this is perfect. I want you to try it if you're ever going to have some more vodka.
I might just because of this. Yeah.
Try it like that, couple fingers of vodka, ice, olive juice, and blue cheese fucking olives, dude. Blue cheese olives.
That was my next question. Like, what kind of olives?
I mean, eat regular olives if you have to, but you got to get the big ones. Get the king-sized olives. Don't get the fucking small. I think they're called queen olives. They're big.
I get the big ones. If I need them smaller, I dice them up. But I always get the big ones.
And you know what else? Garlic. They have one stuffed with garlic, too. You ever try that?
Oh, fucking A, I have, man. I love it.
We're going on an olive tangent, damn it. You know what? After we do the Applebee's All You Can Eat, we're going to call fucking Olive Garden. Don't they have an All You Can Eat, too? And so does Red Lobster.
I know Olive Garden has the never-ending pasta bowl and breadsticks.
Right. Now, Red Lobster has never-ending shrimps. Did I ever tell you that I tried that one time? Me and my wife went to, she loves Red Lobster for some reason. And I don't even really mind Red Lobster, but they give you the fucking cheddar biscuits and the fucking salad. And before you even get your like $50 meal, I'm ready for the fucking door. You know what I mean? And every time I'm like, just going to go easy on the cheddar biscuits. Right. You know, after you have like four $4 beers while you're sitting there, you're like, fuck it. I just give me the fucking cheddar biscuits. Get the fuck out of the
way. I'll have an order of cheddar biscuits with a side of cheddar biscuits.
Yeah. I mean, you could do that, honestly. But, so I got the all-you-can-eat shrimp, right? And I order one. You know, the shrimp are about as big as your fucking fingernail. They're these tiny little fucking super tiny shrimps that are like 92% tail. And there's like one little bite of shrimp on there. But they're, God bless them, they soak them in a bunch of fucking olive oil and butter and garlic. So I order one plate of shrimp scampi, right? And sure. There's like 12 or 15 shrimp or whatever. Then I order another plate of, they're having some kind of teriyaki shrimp, right? You can, there's like three different ways you can get the shrimp. All right, so I eat the teriyaki shrimp. Not a fan. Not a fan of the teriyaki shrimp, but I did choke them down. So then I ordered another plate of shrimp, right? Another
good Lord.
Yeah, I ordered another scampi.
Now, wait, did you order this all at one time, or did the waitress come back and be like...
I have to come back, right, and you'd like to have to tell them I'll have some more shrimp.
Okay.
So then I'm like on the verge of fucking vomiting, right? I'm like, okay, I'm all fucking shrimped out here. And the guy comes back and he's like, did you want some more shrimp? And I'm like, dude, I just had fucking three things of shrimp. No, I don't want any more shrimp. I'm like,
dare you?
I said, what do most people get? Like two or three things of shrimp? He's like, dude, earlier today, a guy had 14 things of fucking shrimp.
Of course.
And I was like, no fucking way. He's like, I swear to God. He said, and 2 days before, the same guy came in and had 11 things of fucking shrimp. And I was fucking disgusted, to say the least. I threw my fucking napkin down in disgust. I tossed over my fucking cheddar biscuits and stormed out and went home and immediately started trying to fucking eat as much shrimp scampi as I can. I was back and I was going to eat 15 fucking things of shrimp. God damn it.
Well, you failed.
Right.
You failed.
And the guy did say, though, he said when the guy had the 14th, I said, that guy must have felt good. And he said, dude, when he left, he looked unwell. He's like, he was all fucking sweaty, and his hair was all matted down. And I thought the guy was shitting with me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. He's like, dude, I'm serious. He's like, I was fucking sick. He said his hair was all matted and, like, stuck to his forehead because he was sweating. Like, well, he's probably on the fucking verge of a heart attack.
Did he fucking lose a bet or something? What the fuck?
I'm sure he went in there with a fucking attitude that he's like, I'm going to clean these fuckers out. I'm sure he was probably not. Smart, small gentleman. I mean, like they call you Rotund Rufus. I think they called this guy Tiny Tom, but his name was a misnomer, which is the capital of Alaska, if I do recall.
That's true. Misnomer, Alaska.
Misnomer, Alaska. That's where they have Bering Sea gold.
I always get the name wrong. You like that? That was pretty clever.
We'll have to call that. I want to do that prank phone call. We have time right now? We don't. Damn it. I want to try something real quick. I'm going to call my phone.
Okay.
Number right here from this and see if we can get out. I want to see what comes up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Wrong phone number. God damn it.
What ring? See who answers.
Nobody.
I saw the number pop up in the studio.
Oh, I gotta cancel, I guess. Now I gotta hang up. What the fuck's going on, Rufus? How do I hang up? Oh, there we go.
I put the X. All right, here you go. That's your phone number?
Yep.
I hope he answers.
Double Z.
What's up? That micro penis
taint. It's awesome. Come and see it for yourself. It tastes even better than it looks.
I read about it on Yelp. Wow, there's an echo there.
They hung up on me.
Son of a bitch.
So I did see the number come up. So I'm going to try a star 6-7 because Or do we want people calling back into the show after we fucking call the prank call? Like that one lady did that one time, remember? Didn't she call the show back? Or we called her back?
Oh, yeah, way back in season one.
Yeah, way back in season one. I wonder what episode number that was. Probably like 240.
Who fucking knows? But we should do it whenever people can call back, for sure.
We'll leave it up so people can call back. And then we'll just act fucking stupid. What?
Right. What the fuck are you talking about?
Why are you interrupting our radio show?
It's the Russians. We'll blame it on the Russians.
You know what? Did they ever figure out what those random number channels were? Do they still do those?
I don't know if they still do. They probably do. I don't know what the fuck they are. They're kind of creepy as hell.
They are creepy. It'd almost be kind of cool to start a local radio station where that's all it did.
This should be our new podcast. We just talk numbers.
You know what? I guarantee you we could start a fucking thing where we get people to subscribe and we just read off fucking numbers. But all numbers that would coincide with the fucking lottery, right?
Oh.
So people are calling in and then you're just hearing like 14, 47.
Wow.
9, and like write their fucking while they're filling out their lottery things.
Hey, here's a question. What if, okay, there's different time zones. What if, let's say, the state of New York has their own lottery, but I live in Texas where I'm an hour behind them. Could I buy a ticket for the New York State lottery and win? Well, no,
after
I guess
it's over.
No, I guess not, because the numbers have been drawn. But no, wait, I could still win, right? I think I've stumbled upon something here.
Well, no, because you would have to go to New York to buy a ticket. You couldn't buy a ticket for a New York State lottery in Texas.
So step one is to win the Texas lottery so I can afford to fly to New York and buy a ticket.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I got one thing to say to that. 9, 3, 51, 42, 17, 19, 31. I'll just be the human random number generator.
You might be responsible for a small country being bombed right now. You realize that, right?
I do realize that. Actually, I was calling out to my friends in Russia to find those hidden emails.
Who's Trump's or Hillary's?
No, somebody's. I didn't. You know what? I'm so sick of hearing about the emails. I'm not even sure what they were. I don't think even Trump supporters were sure what the fucking email. Just like my mom's a Trump supporter, and we kind of get into shouting matches over it because Trump is so fucking stupid, and I know my mom's better than that. But the you know what? Did I tell you how my mom got hooked on fucking Fox News?
I think you did, but I don't recall.
Yeah, it happened right after 9/11, right? And they would report like every second what was going on. And my mom started watching Fox News, and I swear to God, over fucking time, they totally have fucking brainwashed my mom. Totally fucking have brainwashed her. And you know what? I'll watch like 10 minutes of fucking Fox News, and I can see what they're doing. You know what I mean? If you can be objective, you're like, okay, they're fucking brainwashing people.
Mm-hmm.
So, where was I going with this, Rufus? I smoked too much of that fucking weed already.
You were talking about Fox News brainwashing people.
Yeah, I was still...
Especially your mom.
I was still there. I was talking about before that. Something about Trump. I thought it was something about Trump. Damn it.
Trump? Trump who?
Trump the chump. That's what I call him. Make America chump again. God damn it. Oh, that was a fucking smooth one, Rufus. Oh, no, my fucking screen's going to die. Oh, shit, dude, that hasn't happened in so fucking long.
I have to say, I was surprised from the pen to find that it had a throat hit. But it does.
You know when that happens is when you leave your finger on the button too long.
Wait, there's a button? There's no button on this one. I just suck on it.
I can't believe that battery is still fucking good.
Yeah,
you're not hitting it that fucking often then.
Dude, I hit it every night like 4 or 5 times.
That battery is like a disposable battery. I can't believe it's still fucking good. I really can't.
Look, what?
I can't see, dude. My screen went dead. I did figure out what was happening with that, though. Did I tell you?
No.
when I got the screen, like sometimes when I'm working, because you know I work on a fucking computer all day, I turn the brightness up high, and if I leave the brightness up high, my fucking computer gets hot up here in this corner, and it fucking shuts down the screen.
That's not good, dude.
No, it's not. It's not good. I'll agree with that.
That's a sign of something going terribly wrong with your computer.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? Recently, I just took everything off the computer and uploaded it, you know, straight. It's like was all cleared out and shit. And that hasn't happened since I did that, which was probably like 2 months ago. But I guess I left the screen up too high tonight, and here we are. I can't see your beautiful face or your taint.
Well, I can see your beautiful face.
That's very lucky. I'm almost tempted to turn the camera off, but I can't because I can't see how to do it.
So what year is your computer there?
This Mac is a 27-inch iMac 2011.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an old one. It's been an oldie but a goodie. I haven't I've been pretty lucky with it, really. I don't work on – this one is the only one I use at home, though. At my office, I have a better computer that I work on every day.
Yeah. The one that I use for voiceover work is a 2009. And it's still fucking cranking along pretty good, but I don't do anything overly strenuous with it.
You know, the other one I have is actually a desktop model, right? Like it's a tower. It's a Mac Pro, right?
Yeah.
An Intel. I mean, it's a big aluminum case. You probably know what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
A G5 is what they used to call them.
I remember those.
But it's a fucking workhorse. And I don't keep anything on the desktop, right? Adobe kind of fucked me over. Now you have to do everything on their cloud, basically, as far as keeping their software. I mean, it is on your computer, but it's more of an app than it is a program anymore. But that thing works pretty good, and it's a 2009. I'm just waiting for the day, though, that they are, you know, fucking Apple – they're going to be like, okay, so computers before this date can no longer accept new fucking software. So everything's, you know, they obsolete you by the software.
Well, my 09, it didn't take the new Mojave or whatever
it's
called.
That's what I'm talking about. Nope. That's fuck you over. They're like, okay, time to buy a new computer. Been a decade.
Decade's a good fucking run for a computer. I mean, shit.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But when it's doing everything that you need it to do, and they decide that, oh no, now it needs to do something with the software that you won't even be aware of on your end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because every time I look through that shit, and it's like, oh, look at what it's fixed. You know what I mean? And I look there, I'm like, none of this shit fucking means anything to me.
This is true. Every time there's an update, I look at like what the update is, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck about any of that. Okay?
I don't even know what 99% of that shit is.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen it on my fucking desktop.
I mean, it's all such weird stuff. Like, oh, we fixed an error where blue didn't look quite as blue as
right.
It should. But okay, now it's more blue. I was like, oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah, we debugged something that you didn't even know was happening. But in the process, we've made it so now more bugs will be created in your particular computer model.
Exactly.
Pretty tricky of them, Rufus. I wish we would have thought of that. We should look back. I bet about 2014 we came up with that, would be my guess.
I'm sure. We should make computer updates that create vulnerabilities for viruses.
We should. I mean, that's what they're doing, though. Really, because when they switch certain things around, they think that they're making stuff better, but they might be making it worse and easier to crack the code. Wow, that was deep, dude. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get deep on you, folks. You're in the VIP part of the show, so that's kind of where we take this part of the show. Right, Rufus?
Yeah, we go deep. We go way deep.
Way deep. That's what she said. Go way deep. See what I did there? Been a while since we did it. That's what she said.
That's true. It has been a while. I feel like I've matured. I don't like that.
You haven't. Trust me. You have not. You know what sucks about being in the VIP with my screen not working? That means that it's not recording me anymore on the Skype, on the call recorder.
Well, son of a bitch. Really? Really? But yeah. Skype's working.
Yeah, but I mean, is there a transcript to Skype? I mean, they're not recording it, are they? I hope not.
Oh, no. So it's not recording the audio, the eCam thing or whatever.
Now, are you recording it? Does he record your side?
Yeah, I got my side.
On call recorder?
Uh-huh.
Then you should have my side as well, though, right?
Well, I have your side, but it's the tinny compressed version that I'm hearing right now through my headphones.
So it doesn't record me just like you would hear me on your computer. It's actually recording like it would sound through the headphones?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, you know, you're coming to the computer.
Have you ever noticed that when I send you my copy of yours, it sounds fine? Doesn't sound like it's through headphones?
No, it doesn't sound like me at all.
You don't think so?
No.
I swear it sounds just like you. I think you have a misnomer of what your voice sounds like. I think you sound a lot better than you do.
Let's not bring up names of cities in Alaska.
Okay, I won't.
In this fight.
I won't. It's just close to Russia. Misnomer, Alaska. No, actually, I saw her. That was who the lady was that was in the American Beauty Contest for Alaska. Her name was Misnomer.
Misnomer. Who was the...
I'm here all week, folks. I'm here all week with this magic.
Who was that broad that was big for a while that ran with John McCain during that one term, and she lives in Alaska, but then she...
Sarah Palin.
Yeah. She said she could see Russia from her backyard or something.
At one time, weren't they building a bridge to nowhere in her state? They had like allocated $20 million to build a bridge that didn't actually go anywhere. I bet you could turn that into a fucking tourist attraction, though.
I bet you could.
We should do that. We should just put a plank of wood out over a little stretch of like a river somewhere or a creek and put a big arch over it that says the bridge to nowhere. Wonder how many people would commit suicide off that fucking bridge a year. If it was
probably high. Probably a lot. We could put it jutting out into a shallow pond and just see how many people try to commit suicide, but just end up getting wet.
And then you know what we do, dude? When we feel like the bridge nowhere is played out, we put another one across the fucking street and call it the bridge to somewhere. We should just start a whole chain. A bridge to over there. A bridge to right there, a bridge to this coffee cup on the floor.
I have a feeling you actually saw a coffee cup on the floor just now.
I did not. I don't drink coffee. So I just thought of that because I thought of garbage that you would probably see out in nature, and a coffee cup came to mind.
All righty. Well, I got to run, Zigzag.
Don't run. Walk.
I'm way too fucking tired.
Enjoy life, Rufus. All right, folks. Well, this is the Double Z saying, "Aah!"
This is the Rufus. Aah!
Next week, check it out when Double Z calls Applebee's, and then Rufus calls another fast food restaurant, or what do you call that? Fast casual.
Something like that. Fast casual, suburban casual, suburbs casual. And, let's do it.
And live on next week's show, we're going to bust Rufus's prank call, Cherry. Have you ever made a prank call before, Rufus?
Oh, yeah. In high school, I made a lot.
Did you?
For caller ID? Fuck yeah.
Did you really?
Mostly to the girl that I really liked a lot but could never speak to, so she'd answer and I'd just hang up.
I'm going to tell you right now, dude, chanting with your weenus in one hand is not a prank phone call. Was that before or after the restraining order?
A little bit from column A, a little bit from column B.
All right, I guess so. I guess there was no caller ID, so you were able to get away with it.
That's true.
All right, folks, well, check us out next week. Double Z signing out. That's the Roofmeister. Roof, can you play us out with some tunes because I got a blank screen here?
You bet I can. What do you want to hear, bud?
How about an oldie but a goodie? Let's go with Internet Love Song from 1996 when the Internet was in its infancy and Hypersloth had uploaded some music to the Internet pre-Napster style, bitches.
I think that's a great way to kick off season two for sure. So here we go.
checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dub. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire. I'll spy a little honey with a red hot font. I can tell by how she types exactly what she wants. I'll go to make her mind with a smooth point and click. Pretty soon she'll be on my digital. Virtual dove, typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire. Oh yeah. So I'm sitting at my keyboard with my custom-made golden spike ears on, transmitting the groove. I send her a picture of me composed out of commas and semicolons, and she likes what she sees. Of course she does. Surfing the net on a mission of love. I'm checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire. Oh. I take it to my private chat room, my hypertext pad. We began discussing Star Trek trivia. I find out she knows her shit. She knows the Kirk from the Picard. So we get on down to the nasty.
Surfing the net on a mission of love. Checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
Are smoking as I open up her file. Oh, my fingers are smoking and I upload my goods.
Goodbye.